Hey there, Dopamine fam. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another dose of real talk to level up your life. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's been buzzing around like a swarm of angry bees, the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, comparing yourself to others, and feeling just off? You know that feeling when you put your phone down and suddenly realize 3 hours have vanished into thin air? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen, this isn't about demonizing social media or saying we should all ditch our accounts. That's not the dopamine fast way. It's about taking control, understanding how these platforms can influence us, and making conscious choices that prioritize our well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this digital jungle. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, recognizing how social media makes you feel, whether it's a surge of envy, anxiety, or just plain emptiness, is the first step to breaking free from its grip. Think about it. What triggers those negative emotions? Is it seeing filtered perfection, comparing your life to others, or constantly chasing likes and validation? Once you know what sets off your inner alarm bells, you can start to take action. Second, remember that social media is a highlight reel, not real life. Those perfectly curated photos and captions often represent a carefully crafted version of reality. Think staged moments, filtered faces, and endless amounts of editing magic. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your behind the scenes to their highlight reel. You're amazing just as you are, without needing to filter yourself through a screen. Third, curate your feed like a boss. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings or leave you feeling inadequate. Instead, fill your feed with inspiring content, people who uplift you, and things that genuinely spark joy. Your social media should be a source of positivity, not a breeding ground for comparison and self-doubt. Fourth, set boundaries, my friends. Just like any relationship, it's healthy to establish limits with social media. Designate specific times for scrolling, put your phone away during meals and conversations, and create tech-free zones in your home. Think bedrooms and dinner tables. Remember, you're the boss of your time and attention. And finally, remember that real connection happens offline. Put down the phone, look up, and engage with the world around you. Connect with loved ones face to face, pursue hobbies, and immerse yourself in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside the digital realm. Now, let's talk about a scenario many of us can relate to. Picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, mindlessly liking photos, and suddenly you stumble upon a post from someone you used to go to school with. They're traveling the world, looking effortlessly glamorous, living their best life. You start comparing your own reality to theirs, feeling a pang of envy, and maybe even questioning your own choices. Sound familiar? You might feel like you need to upgrade your life, chase more likes, or change who you are just to keep up. But remember, that's social media playing tricks on you. It's designed to make you compare and crave. So how do we navigate these tricky waters? First, remember that everyone has their own journey. That person might be portraying a curated version of themselves, and your path is unique and valuable in its own way. Second, focus on your own goals and aspirations. What brings you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose? Third, celebrate the small victories and appreciate the good things in your life, even if they don't make for a perfect Instagram post. Here's the bottom line. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection and learning, but it's important to use it consciously and intentionally. Be aware of its impact on your mental health, set boundaries, curate your feed wisely, and remember that real life is happening offline. Take control, prioritize your well-being, and don't let social media dictate your happiness. We're all in this together, so share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on our socials. Until next time, keep that dopamine flowing in positive ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.